is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, good to have you here. The conversation continues. Let me give you an example of what I was just talking about before we went to break here, and that is, drop me a line. Send me a letter, and I might just use it here on the air. Let me give you an example. As a 100% service-connected veteran, I'm hoping with the death of John McCain, we can finally get a senator who has the veteran in mind instead of his own special rhino interest. The crappy VA healthcare system was deplorable with him on the Armed Forces Committee for 30 years. Elmo in the North. Elmo, thank you for that. And here's this from Jack in Traverse City. I get this. Trump paid women for their silence. So what? Doesn't Congress do the exact same thing with our money, the taxpayer money? What's the difference? Jack, good question. And in fact, it's a question we get a lot here. And so let me share with you a little bit about the slush fund, hush fund. If you're a victim of sexual harassment and you work for Congress, you don't get to go to the Human Resources Department. It doesn't work that way. You don't get to go hire a lawyer and file suit and sue anybody either. It doesn't work that way. Well, at least until you've gone through an entire series of steps, which includes counseling, which includes mandatory mediation, which is terrible, trust me on that. Because it's all designed to keep the complaints out of court and out of view. If it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And that's the way Congress, they set up their own rules to protect themselves. Shocking, right? Yeah, I got that. It's called the Congressional Accountability Act. And it is a special set of rules put together by the very people who might break them. So instead of HR, claims are handled by the Congressional Office of Compliance. The Congressional Office of, it sounds very nice, doesn't it? It sounds very, very reasonable. It receives allegations of sexual harassment, salary discrimination, and other workplace issues, and it pays out settlements using, you guessed it, your taxpayer-funded money. Because the money comes from the United States Treasury. If the parties reach an agreement, which they often do. And over the last 20 years or so, $16, $17 million has been spent of your money to keep sexual harassment lawsuits off the front page and out of people's minds and away from re-election cycles. $16 to $17 million over the last 20 years, 21 years. It really is the hush fund, slush fund. And it makes those complaints go away. Those records aren't subject to the Federal Freedom of Information Act either. You can't FOIA those records. How convenient. The Freedom of Information Act, of course, was designed to create transparency. You know, the thing that people in Congress are blathering on about, bumping their gums about all the time, and yet when it comes to them, no, that won't apply here. I mean, that'd be embarrassing. We'd have members of Congress being embarrassed for their conduct. And so, think about this. When people settle, when victims of sexual harassment and similar things settle with a member of Congress or their staff or however this works, they know they're not going to have a book deal. They know they're not going to be on CNN tonight. They're doing it because they were probably harassed. And the workplace was probably hostile. And they probably had a really good case. The only time a case becomes public is if mediation fails and the victim later wins a favorable ruling in federal court. You know, it's not appropriate, and not so surprising revelation of the Me Too movement is that sexual harassment is rampant in other places like state capitals across the nation. Another place that's there. You have power, ego, lots of money, and of course, a whole pile of ambitious young staffers trying to make their mark in this world. It's an environment built on relationships. And victims, here's the problem. Victims are afraid to say anything, which reminds me of one of the victims, if you will. I don't know if victim's the right word. One of the people that Matt Lauer hooked up with, he was 45 and she was 24 or something like that. And they had a relationship, a torrid relationship for a few months. And then when that went south, so did her career, and she never spoke up because she thought she would blackball herself out of the business for the rest of her life. The same is true for people that are in low positions in state capitals or in D.C., and so they get manipulated into, well, into compromising positions, variety thereof. So the game in Washington is the same. The law gives an accuser 180 days to report an incident. And by the way, that flies in the face of everything we know about how hard it is for victims of sexual abuse to come forward. In fact, in many places, in Michigan, for example, the new legislation allows people to go back several years. I think that might have gone a bit too far. It was a bit of an overcorrection, but I understand it. And I understand the need for laws to protect the people that are victims of sexual abuse. I agree with that as a general premise. But none of this is a victim-friendly process in D.C. It certainly isn't. 180 days. And one of those members, of course, comes right back here to land in Michigan, John Conyers, former member now, reached a legal settlement with an accuser outside of the process. The settlement was paid from his office fund, also with taxpayer dollars. I don't often agree with Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California, but I do here. She said it's not a victim-friendly process, and she wants to overhaul the system through the Member and Employee Training and Oversight of Congress Act, which would require the Compliance Office to publicly name lawmakers who have tapped that settlement fund, have tapped the settlement fund, and how much and how often they've been doing that tapping of the settlement fund. I think that only makes sense. I think if you're going to go and ask the taxpayers to put up a quarter million, a half million, whatever amount of money to cover your bad behavior, I think that I think the voters of your district ought to know about that. Republican, Democrat, communist like Bernie Sanders, doesn't matter. If you did it, we ought to know about it. By the way, if you're sick and tired of the IRS of the state of Michigan messing with you, I got a guy who can roll up his sleeves and protect you. Chris McClatcher. I've gotten to know Chris quite well. 25 years as an attorney, 25 years as a CPA here in Michigan. He understands Michigan's tax laws. He knows how to defend you against the IRS. He knows how to get you set up so you don't have to worry about the IRS. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner. Do it now. Click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner at stevegruber.com. And let's get this thing taken care of today, shall we? We'll be right back.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
School spring fling. Hey, where we up? All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.